Welcome back. Junkies come to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV in Richmond. Appreciate you checking us out on 910 The Fan or 105.1 FM. We're streaming live on the Odyssey app. That's a free app. You can take us on the go wherever you are with that Odyssey app. And you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Just visit cropmetcalf.com and you can join their team. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Jason Bishop.
Yep.
On another Victory Monday, brought to you by Chenega Miles, the 2024 top workplace. Visit careerswithmios.com. Looking ahead towards the playoffs a little bit. Looks like 100% they get in, right? They're crazy, wacky scenarios where they could miss, but they're likely to be in the playoffs, and they're likely to face the Eagles, depending on how things play out here with the Packers down the stretch, depending on how things play out with the Washington Commanders. Like, the five seed set. That's either going to be Minnesota or Detroit, right?
Yeah.
And your division winners are set.
Yep.
Well, pretty much. I mean, there's still an outside chance Washington could win the division.
Well, division winners aren't set. Yeah, that's the seedings are set.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, the seedings.
Yep.
So we're talking about what they could do. Shouldn't they make the playoffs? And I think they've got a chance to beat anyone. I put it up as the Scotty's Vodka poll of the day. You can vote at Junks Radio. Did your perspective change on what the Commanders can do in the playoffs? There are two options. Yes, they can beat anyone, or no, they're lucky to get in. I know our biggest troll, shout out to our guy Juan in Rockville, said it shouldn't be a Victory Monday. It should be an asterisk Victory Monday.
Because Juan was at the holiday show, wasn't he?
No, that's Dennis.
Oh,
they,
okay.
They hang out together.
Oh, okay.
Right. I don't even know if they hang out together, but I chat with both of them.
Oh, I thought that was him.
They're both good guys. No, no.
Yeah.
It's Dennis.
I knew they were Rockville boys.
Look, Jalen Hurts being out was a big deal. There's no question about it. It changed the dynamic of the game.
Yes.
But does Jalen Hurts play defense? Last I checked, he doesn't play defense. And maybe I was botching what they did to the Ravens. They gave up 19 points to the Ravens. Well, they only gave up 13 to the Steelers. Just go through their games. Mm-hmm. They don't give up many points, and they're number one in yardage. That is a legit defense.
Yeah.
And yes, they had a couple of injuries, but it wasn't like the Detroit Lions where they're missing like four, five, six starters.
No, they had a, specifically in the fourth quarter, they had a really good day against the Eagles defense. They were struggling up until that point. But the Jalen Hurts factor is huge because instead of the Eagles kicking field goals under Pickett and they're not converting third downs, they were 3 for 16. Most of those were under Pickett. Hurts would have led them to touchdowns. So they just
probably
they wouldn't have had the chance to come back and score and take the lead like they did late in the game, in
Maybe
my
not.
Opinion.
Yeah.
Because Hurts is a whole new dimension. He already had 41 rushing yards before he got hurt. He was probably going to have close to 100, and they would have scored touchdowns instead of having to kick field goals.
But you have to credit Washington for what they did.
Yep.
Jaden Daniels led them on a game-winning touchdown drive.
Yeah, I agree.
So, sure, the Devontae Smith drop was huge.
Mm-hmm.
If he catches it, they likely win the game.
Mm-hmm.
But Jaden Daniels still had to make plays to get them in position to win the game.
And
he still
did.
Had to complete that ball to McLaurin for a first down. Still had to complete the touchdown pass to That's Jamison correct. Crowder as time was winding down.
That is correct.
They basically had two plays.
Yep.
They scored a touchdown on that first play.
And they took advantage of it.
You know, and then defensively, it doesn't look great when you give up 33 points, but they made enough plays. And overall in the season, they've got a top 10 defense, which is stunning. All right, let's touch the people. Let's go to our pal Marcus in College Park. Marcus, you're on with the Junkies. What do you think?
Good morning, fellas. Yeah, my attitude has completely changed about the playoffs. What's something that's being largely ignored is the fatigue factor that Daniels running all over the place brings to the game. They're a dangerous fourth quarter team for that very reason. You could see the life being sucked out of the Philadelphia defense in that fourth quarter, and that's chasing that guy around all day. I was sort of against him running so much, but seeing the way he slides, he doesn't make poor decisions when he's running the ball. That's a major factor. And, you know, after 30 years of unanimous disappointment practically, it's okay for us to be fired up about the playoffs in Washington finally. Look at the possibilities. The Jets and Giants, they're out. The Tampa Bay playing Miami, out. You still have some possibilities left with Pittsburgh and Philadelphia, or say San Diego and L.A. But let's dream on. How about Baltimore and Washington in the Super Bowl? It can happen if it can happen. Both these teams are going to be in the playoffs, and Jackson versus Daniels would be an iconic Super Bowl.
That'd be pretty amazing.
Have fun today, fellas.
All right,
thanks,
buddy.
Pal. Merry Christmas.
Thank you, bro.
Our Junkies poll of the day brought to you by Scotty's Vodka, Maryland made, super smooth, loved throughout the DMV. So far, 67% believe they can beat anyone.
Anybody.
Let's go to Charles in D.C. Charles, you're on with the Junkies. Merry Christmas.
Oh, what's up, man? It's been a while. How y'all doing?
Merry Christmas to you, bro.
Merry Christmas, man. But, you know, I'm going to say this about this franchise, this team. It is, since Dan Snyder has left, there's new hope, there's new joy.
Yep.
But I honestly think they're a year or two away. I think that's the coach says that they're getting there, but not there yet.
Mm-hmm.
I think when they get to the playoffs, I think they can maybe sneak a win. But I think it's going to be one and done, but they have a lot of building things. They got the blocks in place. I think Dan Quinn is the good coach that he wanted to be here. I think this team can do good things in the future. So I believe that they are at least a couple of years away to becoming where the Eagles are right now. That's why I have this hope to be here, because I think I don't think they're just ready. They're on the tip of it, but I think a year or two away, then we could be talking about not just having deep runs in the postseason, but actually winning championships.
Look, they just knocked off the Eagles, but it's going to be a tough matchup.
Yeah.
The Eagles can run the football against them. In the first game against them, they ran for 228 yards. And let me see what the total was.
Barkley had about 200 combined yards. He had a massive game, if not more.
Look, I think John Kine brought up a great point. Second half, now it's a different game plan in the second half because you know you're facing Kenny Pickett.
Mm-hmm.
And you can load up to stop
Barkley.
Saquon Barkley.
Yeah.
But still, you know, the Eagles still ran for a good amount of yards yesterday. They ran for, what, a total of...
They took advantage of
211 yards.
Yes.
So in both games, they've run for over 200 yards against this Washington defense.
Yeah. And Barkley had 150 of them yesterday. Even though second through the fourth quarter, he was held to, I don't know, 40 or 50 yards combined. But they took advantage of that.
Yeah.
That's what you had to do. Washington had to take advantage of playing against Pickett, not Hurts, and they did take advantage of it. Even though they were turning the ball over, they still took advantage of short fields, and when they needed to score touchdowns in the fourth quarter, they did. So you got to give them props. A win's a win. I mean, that's the way you have to look at it. Doesn't matter how you do it. S happens during games. Guys get hurt. Penalties happen. Turnovers happen. You just have to take advantage of what teams give you. That's the way I look at it.
The 10 previous weeks, teams hadn't done what Washington just did. The Eagles had a 10-game winning streak.
Correct. Correct.
And I get it. Jalen Hurts was out.
Mm-hmm.
It definitely helped you out strategically.
But you got to take advantage of it when you're playing against a backup quarterback.
Still got to make plays. Let's go to Tobias in D.C. Merry Christmas, Tobias.
Hey, Merry Christmas. Playoffs? You talking playoffs?
We are.
Yeah. Yeah. We can beat anybody. We ready for whoever's next. Man, as being a lifelong fan of this, man, it just feels beautiful, man. The Eagles, we ended their streak, and we ready, man. We rolling. Dan Quinn got everything rolling. Let's go. Let's go, Washington.
What was your reaction when Jaden threw the touchdown to Crowder?
Hey, I'm telling you, man, I went crazy. I went crazy. I watched the game from beginning to end. And I'm actually at work right now, and I work with electric scooters, and the guy just told me, hey, man, I got something for you. I got this cowboy hat and gloves on. Because, of course, I'm Commanders down out here right now. You know what I mean? And the city early in the morning, man, it's just love, man. Victory Monday.
Thank you, Tobias. Merry Christmas. 800-636-1067 if you want to chime in. I kind of I kind of feel like if they get in the playoffs, which they should, they can pull off a win. I don't see this as a team they could go on a run. Like, we had the one caller who keeps, talking to you mostly, saying that they're going to go to the Super Bowl. I think that that would be an absolute reach. I don't know how to stack up against. I don't have a good feel on, like, the Packers.
Packers get
nobody wants to really buy into the Vikings, and I'm kind of in that crowd too because of the Sam Darnold factor. But 13-2,
I know
they could end up being the one seed,
and they're pretty good. I mean, they got a nice balanced offense. So they got two stud receivers. They got a good back, but Darnold's been unbelievable. He really has.
And their defense is really good, led by Flores, who might get another chance at a job.
They come after you
as a head coach.
But I look. Could you go to Philly and win? Of course. Of course you could. Can you go to Philly and then go to Detroit and win? And then, you know, possibly play Minnesota? I mean, a lot of stuff can happen. But I think Commanders fans should just be ecstatic that you've got 10 wins and the chances you're going to the playoffs are pretty much locked, unless there's some sort of a disaster in the last couple weeks. It's just been an unbelievable turnaround for this team. They had 4 wins last year, and they were god-awful pretty much on both sides of the ball.
Let's go to Upper Marlboro. Rodney, you're on with the Junkies. What's up, Rodney?
Hey, thanks for taking my call. I guess I pretty much lost my voice yelling yesterday at the game.
were you at the game?
No, I was watching the game. But, my perspective hasn't changed. I think we could always play with anybody the way we've been playing. But, I mean, we have to clean up the mess. The penalties keep going up every week. And you got to address the elephant in the room. Our offensive line has to do better blocking for Robinson and the running game. They're doing well with the pass, but with the blocking for Robinson, he can't run if there's no hole for him to run in. And so, that's all I have to say. Pretty much, I think it was a great win.
Oh, yeah. It was a huge win.
Thanks for taking my call.
You got it, Roddy.
I'm curious. So, Eckler, I believe, when he went on that IR, would have been eligible to play in the last week of the
week
season.
Week 18, yeah.
But you're right. Maybe you hold him out if you get into, lock it up for the playoffs, give him another week of rest. He's an X factor.
Well, I think that, look, and that Dallas game might not mean anything.
Right.
If Washington already locks up a playoff spot this week and they're locked into that seventh spot, why would you play anybody? I mean, I wouldn't play Daniels. I wouldn't play Robinson. I wouldn't play Eckler. I wouldn't play any of these guys. So, treat it like a preseason game. But, I think if Eckler's ready to go, he's definitely going to be in there. I don't think they're going to hold him out for the playoffs.
But think about it. They scored 36 points against this number one defense with the 5 turnovers, without Austin Eckler, and I know this isn't a huge factor, but without Noah Brown.
Yep.
Like, it's not a fully loaded offense. And if you want to think about the future, we all know they're going to upgrade at wide receiver. Mm-hmm. This is Jaden Daniels without maximum help.
Correct. I mean, look at all the weapons that the Eagles can throw out at you. And then look at what you've got with Washington. McLaurin's legit, but those other guys are just kind of bit players.
Jaden Daniels doesn't have Saquon Barkley. He doesn't have A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith.
Correct. So those guys played well yesterday.
And he doesn't have the offensive line.
But they're still just bit players. So, yes, they're going to upgrade offensively, especially at receiver.
Coming up next, we've got our colleague check-in as we hit the skins, brought to you by Don't Sleep Energy. Need to hit the skins right now. Grab a Don't Sleep Energy shot. Need to stay ready all day just in case. Sip on a refreshing 12-ounce can. You can grab both right now at don'tsleepenergy.com. Use the promo code JUNKIES for 10% off. And remember, don't sleep makes you great. We'll continue the conversation with Grant Paulson next here on The Junkies.